From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A new research project from Florida International University wants to map every tree in one Miami neighborhood. In the process, it's gathering all kinds of data. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, researchers hope the project will help the city make better decisions about trees.
If you look at a satellite image of the city of Miami, there's something different about the Coconut Grove neighborhood. While some parts of the city are gray and covered in concrete, the Grove is a lush island of green. It's the trees that give the neighborhood its character, and it's what attracts people like Katrina Morris.
I think our trees are over 100 years old.
Morris is a resident of the Grove and a tree activist.
Because they grow over the top of our house and we don't cut them away from our house, our energy bills are a lot less than a lot of other people.
But Morris looks around her neighborhood and she feels uneasy. In recent years, developers have built massive houses on her block, cutting down huge trees in the process. Morris says she's confused about why the city allows them to do it.
It's frustrating.
A new research project from Florida International University could help bring some clarity to those decisions. Chris Badalotto is a researcher at FIU. Today I'm joining him in the Grove as he kicks off the ambitious project for the university. It's called Grove Relief.
So let's start with the oak over on the corner here. It's a very interesting tree. It has a nice canopy to it, and I've noticed a lot of people stop and look up inside of it. It has Spanish moss, it has some bromeliads, and so it's an iconic tree, I think, on a corner that a lot of people use as pedestrians for crossing.
To get started, Badalotto takes a few measurements.
And so we take our measuring tape.
He measures the girth and the height of the tree.
So we would estimate this as 17 meters in height.
That's about 55 feet tall. With these simple measurements and other data he's collecting, the species, in what area it's planted, Badalotto can now make a series of calculations. The goal is to place a value on what he calls services that a tree provides. That's the shade they offer and money saved on air conditioning, root systems that prevent flooding and fight sea level rise, fruits that might drop on the ground and be a nuisance to parked cars, so that might be a negative.
And then we think about as well the carbon in the atmosphere that can be trapped by the tree's growth.
Ultimately, all of these numbers will be plotted onto an interactive map. Users would be able to pull it up on their phones, and they can learn to take some of the simple measurements themselves. Down the road, the idea is to help the city government make decisions about trees that are informed by data. For example, the tropical almond tree. We're standing under one now. The problem with this tree, though, is that it's not native, and they can be invasive.
If we prize shade over proximity to a natural area where this might invade and displace some of the hardwood hammock species that are native here, then we would choose to plant this. But if this were to fall over in a hurricane, or if it were to die and come down, I think we need to have an informed discussion over whether we would replace this tree with one of the same species or another species that from our database could be found to have some of the same positive aspects but fewer negative ones.
The project is starting in Coconut Grove because of its lush canopy, and also because people are already talking about these issues here.
We've been looking at this from inside the city and looking for that help.
Ken Russell is the City of Miami commissioner whose district includes the Grove. He says without data, decisions are being made
not with the tree as a priority and not with the environment as a priority.
Russell remembers a plan the city had to cut down 100 trees during a redesign of Bayshore Drive. He started asking questions and looking into why.
And it was simply because they wanted a sidewalk on both sides of the street. And so that would have wiped out an entire row of trees and shade that were making canopy for that road.
The project was eventually scrapped. The way Badalotto envisions it, this is exactly the kind of decision this project could help with in the future. After the Grove, he wants to spread it to other parts of the city. Again, tree activist Katrina Morris.
I think that having a tool such as this tree map would actually make it clearer for everyone to know, listen, this tree is not just in the way, it's serving a purpose.
If you want to take part in the research project, just look up Grove Relief. That's leaf, as in a tree leaf. I'm Danny Rivero in Coconut Grove.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.